Wicked, jungle is massive. Wicked, wicked, jungle is massive. Wicked, wicked, jungle is massive. Wicked, original. Well, big up, and the original jungle is massive. The original dancehall jungle is there. General Levy alongside the MB. The world is in trouble. I wanna tell a murderer. It goes, I am the incredible general. Sensational, what they call me. Incredible general. Select, select, select. Yo, Maddy will let them. I spin them like a windmill. You talk for them, don't tell them how we got this skill.
It's MB and General Levy. Incredible. We got two incredible DJs on the line right now. We got K-Swizz and Papa Jax zooming in. How y'all doing?
I'm doing good.
We're doing good. So how you doing?
Man, I'm so happy to speak to you guys. It's big, big news. But first, I want to give the people a little introduction. Last time we spoke, Papa, was at WOMAD when you had some incredible sets, man. That was awesome. How did the rest of that go for you?
It was awesome, eh? I had such a good time. I stayed like till the very end, but early flight the next day. But yeah, no, it was awesome to play there.
Yeah, you've been busy, man. Last of the month's been popping off. How was the last one?
How was the last what?
Your last of the month series?
Oh, that's actually this weekend on Saturday.
This weekend on... Well, there you go. Buy tickets to that too, Fano.
Yo.
Always a good dance party. And we got a world champion on the line too. K-Swizz, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm so happy to speak to you. Have you been on BFM before? It's a damn shame if you haven't.
It's my first time. It's my first time.
Man, so excited to have you. I do want to talk a little bit about competition DJing. How does your kind of approach change between competition DJing and when you're DJing for events?
To be honest, it's like for DJing in like a club or like in front of a crowd, it's different because you play a lot of music, but I incorporate a lot of turntablism skills in my sets, so I don't like to overdo it with a lot of scratching and beat juggling or anything, but I do play the music and I love to showcase my skill as well.
Man, and you're going to be showcasing all those skills at Glastonbury. This is so exciting.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Excited for that as well.
Man, this is the most epic thing ever. Pulo 2 Underworld, which is Lady Shaka's collective, have been invited to take over the Shangri-La Nomad stage at the legendary Glastonbury Festival, which is so epic. I want to ask you about this, Papa. How are you feeling, man? When did you get the tap on the shoulder from Lady Shaka?
I got wind of it in like February this year. But for a while, I was like, is it happening? Is it not happening? But when we got like the official message to say like, yeah, nah, it's happening on this date, the poster came out and everything. Far, like just shocked day, like so excited to go over there and play and represent as like Pacifica and Māori. I know we have like a huge community over in the UK as well, so yeah, no, I'm just so honored and excited to go over and represent and play and enjoy.
Man, I'm so jealous I'm not there. What about you, K-Swizz? How did Lady Shaka or Pulo 2 Underworld let you know?
Oh yeah, it's the same story. She messaged around the beginning of the year asking if I wanted to come to London to perform at Glastonbury, and then I said yes. I thought that was pretty cool too as well, and I got excited, and yeah, just wanted to come along as well.
Man, the day of the tape prize here, which Mokotron was up for and won, I went to go see him to get my record signed, and he was like, you know, I don't care if I don't win the tape prize because I got bigger things coming up. And he was like, it's like, I want to tell you, but I can't. And I was like, oh, that's right. And then this came out, which is fucking epic. It's like a stacked lineup of indigenous DJs. I'll just list them through here. You got Mokotron, yourself, Papa Jax, the Katayanagi twins. You got, man, it's K-Swizz on there, Lady Shaka, Keke. This is just a very stacked lineup of people. How have you guys been talking about your sets? Like, are there going to be any BTBs? Are there going to be any, like, combinations, or are we just all doing...
We've all got our own type of styles. So that's why I'm getting excited, because we're going to come all the way to London and showcase what we do, you know?
Yeah, that's what's up. I love that. What about you, Papa?
We haven't really talked.
I guess expect some high energy, island and Māori pride. I'm going to try and produce some tracks that have some type of nostalgia for my childhood and others, and just like a genre bending. Just expect every genre under the rainbow, really.
Man, these palangis aren't going to know what hit them, bro. It's going to be crazy. So excited for it. But in preparation for this, you guys are doing a little fundraiser for Glastonbury on this Friday at Nick of the Woods. What's the go? What are we thinking about this fundraiser? All of you guys playing at the fundraiser?
Yep, so it'll be Mokotron, Katsuyanagi Twins, K-Swizz and myself. AliExpress and Kiki are already over in London. But yeah, it's just going to be like a night of us DJing, having a good time. Basically like Boiler Room Part 2 for all of us. It's just going to help us with our funds for like traveling and getting over there and everything, all the costs that come with that. So yeah.
This is such like a... just like such a Maori way to fundraise too, like, you know, you go on Facebook and your cousins are like, everyone get a number, like, do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Buy a number for so we can go play ball overseas, but this time you're playing at fucking Glastonbury.
Yes,
crazy
man. So epic. I just want to wrap this up. It is New Zealand Music Month, so I want to ask you both, put you on the spot here, who is a New Zealand artist or a New Zealand song that you've been listening to this month or you've been loving? I guess we can start with you, Papa, if you want.
I've been listening to an unreleased track by Vane. It's called GLM. I think it actually drops this Friday.
But
it's a banger. I had to message her and get it sent to my inbox ASAP. But yeah, I've been jamming that lately.
Epic, man. What about you, K-Swizz?
Probably just Dreaming by Scrap.
it's a tune, man. It never goes on. Man, thank you guys both so much. You can get your tickets to this Friday 30th of May, that's this Friday. Get your tickets, support the team because they're doing amazing things. Good luck at Glastonbury, Fana.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Of course. We're going to play Decolonize Existence now. You're on 95 BFM. We'll be right back.
Wanna get down to it? Gonna have some fun.